Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
Sorry, I'll explain. And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, yum yum edition. On our pre-show, we're talking about hot guys, and I just felt the need to go yum yum. So Meredith cannot stop laughing. This is the best intro. Let's just fly through this so we can bring this good energy into the actual episode. So check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have two other podcasts besides this one. Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, and One Season Wonders, you know, you've heard it before. Just go check them out. Please be sure to rate, subscribe, review. It really does help us. Mainly 5 stars really helps us, but you give us 4, please don't give us 3 or 2. And if you give us 1, I swear to freaking God, I will go on a rant about it. I'm feeling sassy.
No yum yum mess, for you.
But no yum yum. You're ew ew. Ew, barf. Okay. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. There's been a lot of news out there, so check it out. But we've also been posting a lot of news and just a lot of pics on our Instagram at Vanderpasta. Still don't have any more famous people that have liked my Instas, but I haven't really like done any Instas. I'm waiting for the right moment. I need that. Also join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get for $1 a month. You will get access to our really fun pre-show that was like super fucking hilarious today for no reason other than we just chatted. I was feeling sassy, like I said. Plus you'll get access to any episodes that we record early. So we are at maybe the end of March, almost the end of March. You are at way beyond
that. I think we're in July.
Oh my God. Happy July 4th. Yay, America, maybe. I haven't decided yet. But yeah, you could have gotten this episode literally months ago, and look where you are now. I hope you're happy.
Don't do it again. Don't do this again.
I hope you're happy. I'm doing like an intense stare into the camera of like, you know,
yikes.
I hope you're happy with yourself. Okay. $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned, plus you'll get access to our after show where I asked where we do spoilers. Sorry, with Vanderpump, because we are doing these episodes spoiler free. So then our after show is where Meredith and I point out anything funny or any spoilers that we have or anything we want to talk about. Vanderpump news, it's all there. Also for $2 a month, I will say your name on the podcast. So we have Mariah, Tracy, Dustin, and Jackie. Boop, boop, boop. Our favorite.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yums. So then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus I ask you for your opinions. So the rest of you, I don't really, well, I care a little bit about Mariah and Tracy's opinions. I do not care about the rest of your opinions, but we only ask for Jackie and Dustin's opinions because they're our $5 patrons. So I ask them for their Summer House opinions every week, and they give it to me, and then we review it on the podcast, so you have to listen to it. So if you want us to know about your opinions, you should totally be a $5 Patreon or patron. If you don't care, then keep doing what you're doing, I guess. Losers. Ooh, whatever.
Sass so is in
I'm feeling sassy. Also, we will do a patron of the episode, but our two $5 patrons are Jackie and Dustin, and they're married, so it's our parents, podcast parents. Yum, yum.
We love you.
Yum, 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 yum. Okay, you guys are like Curtis. Yum, yum. So you guys don't know who Curtis is. Listen to our pre-show. So let's get into it. Boom, boom, boom. It's the reunion. I felt okay. Usually I hate reunions. This one was fine for me.
I look forward to reunion because I want things revolved.
I don't want like people to have to answer. I don't recording the because it gets messy. But this one wasn't bad.
No, it was actually very clean.
Yes. There wasn't a lot of yelling.
Best, without this being a spoiler, this is probably the best reunion I've seen in all 8 seasons so that far. We've ever watched.
Yeah. Also, we got the tea. We got the tea. Yes. We got the, you know, okay, go.
Okay.
So, let's start. Everyone shows up at Sir. We're getting ready. Jax is preparing to get yelled at. Kristen still has a need to call people out. Sandoval's feeling good, but he forgot a pair of pants, so he doesn't have his backup pants or his backup to the backup pants. I don't know. He didn't clarify, but I'm assuming because he wore pants, so he had some sort of pants.
Somehow he got his pants.
Okay, welcome to the reunion. Andy does his hellos. Just a quick little few tidbits I caught. Jack saw Carmen last night. Ooh. What the fuck?
Well, that'll come into play later.
I know. Oh my God. It all just never stops. Tom and Ariana are living together in Tom's apartment with Ariana's mattress.
Thank God.
Katie looks amazing. And she's wearing the ring off the string.
She also bought herself a ring because Schwartz's ring is too skimpy.
Yeah. Yeah. She like Andy's like, oh, is that the ring? And she's like, no, this small one right here. That's the ring. Kristen is still allowed in Sir, but Lisa watches her like a hawk. This is James's first reunion and we are missing Stassi, but she will be joining later.
Jax hasn't spoke to her in like 2 years to actually sit down, but everybody else has a different story. Jax
told Carmen that he had lunch with Stassi, and then Jax told Lisa that Stassi called him right before filming, and Jax didn't actually tell Tom this, but Tom says that Jack said that him and Stassi got married last week. That was the best. Tom's like, I heard that you, and he's like, oh, fun. No simple answer. We all know it. We all hate it.
Of course. There's 87 different stories all from Jack's.
So last reunion, no one liked Kristen or Jack's because they slept together. And that was this big ordeal. And it was the whole season. How does it feel, Kristen, to know that everyone's allowed Jack's back in their life, but not you? And Kristen, of course, just has to say, I think it's interesting how everyone is still friends with Jax after he fucked up for friendships and relationships and had nothing to do with me. I was like, weren't you the one that was fucked? Wasn't that you?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, they both ruined their own relationships with like Stassi and Sandoval, but and also Kristen was involved in the Tom Ariana stuff and also the Schwartz and Katie stuff. So.
She's
been meddling in a lot. I mean, Jax does his own thing, but I feel like it's annoying, but he can get away with it. Like people are willing to look past it for him, but for her, they're not, which kind of is a double standard, but also Kristen's way more aggressive about it.
I kind of think because eventually Jax will just stop. Like in this reunion, he very much did not defend himself too much. Like they'd be like, you're shit. And he'd be like, yeah. Whereas Kristen, you're like, Kristen, your hair's a little messed up. And she's like, I just think it's interesting that you think she just has to go in on it.
She's very aggressive about the things. Jax, honestly, you could see the whole season. Jax would say things when asked. It doesn't seem like he's going out of his way to bring things up unless he feels attacked. Like in Miami, whenever he was feeling kind of attacked about San Diego, he'll bring it up. But he's not like running to Kristen to go tell her. Kristen's coming to him and digging it out.
Yeah. And I mean, Sandoval chose to forgive Jack. Like it's your own prerogative. When you are the one that was attacked, who do you want to forgive? And Sandoval just thinks like Kristen does these things so maliciously, whereas Jax doesn't. He does it out of insecurity, which I think just makes him pathetic, honestly. Yes. So I think Sandoval
people
just,
feel
like,
bad for
pathetic.
Him. Yeah.
Lisa doesn't agree. She says Jax just doesn't give a fuck. Which, like,
I think that's also partially true.
That's it. And then James says it comes down to how hot you are. Hot people like fucking hot people. This dude, his one-liners murder me.
I love that.
I could not stop laughing. I could not stop laughing.
James, we're not even talking about you in any realm. This is, it bothers me when people new people like know your place. I feel like James doesn't know his place and it really bothers me.
I think part of, I like can't get mad at him because I feel like Kristen has just like, I feel like she's just the big bad puppet stringer. What's it called?
Yes,
the puppet
but master. He like,
I know.
He thinks just, he's like the same level of the other cast.
Oh no,
like,
he's just so funny though. Like this, even Andy was like, that was awesome. That was awesome. Hot people like fucking hot people. It was awesome.
But he's also like, but you're an idiot. That has nothing to do with it.
So right before Sheena's birthday, as we all saw, Kristen told Sheena about Miami Girl. And Sheena immediately told Ariana and showed her all these texts. But Ariana never lost faith in Tom Sandoval. And she's like, I had seen and heard everything already. Ariana says it's about the person being honest and multiple other people that have nothing to do with it. And the story's not adding up, which again, it's Ariana's prerogative. If she wants to believe, like, fucking.
It was interesting that she had already heard and seen everything. I don't know if that's a lie, but if you've already seen it, then this kind of makes way more sense why she really doesn't care while they're filming.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm sure the big shock and maybe, I feel like there'd be an initial shock if it was the first time you'd seen any of this stuff or like heard it of just like, oh God, this is like a lot. Even if this isn't true, like this is a lot being said online. Yeah. So then you have I'm sure she had a conversation with Tom, but that obviously seems to be off camera before they started filming. So by this point, when they're filming, it's kind of annoying.
Sorry. Yeah. I like to imagine that Tom Sandoval like brought it to her attention and was like, babe, people are saying shit, because she says like Sandoval's made it very easy for her to trust him.
Yes.
So I like to imagine that time. I'm a big Tom Sandoval fan. I don't know. He's just so
I love them together. Again, if it's whatever Ariana wants, if she trusts him, then that's their business.
Yeah. Okay. So Andy, though, has to point out that Sandoval has cheated before just on other people. So it's possible. And Ariana's like, nothing's impossible. And then Tom Schwartz comes in with a famous Chinese proverb. Just because you cheat doesn't make you a cheater. Ha ha ha. Katie clarifies he means correlation is not causation. Ha ha ha. Tom Schwartz, shut the fuck up. Sit on down. It's not like, your time, man.
You wish this was true because I mean, you're in the same boat.
And then I love that Andy was like, yeah, but hot people like fucking hot people. And Ariana's like, good thing too, because that bitch was not hot, which everyone agrees with. And Kristen's over there like, that's totally Tom Sandoval's type. And I was like, but it's not.
If Kristen is saying that girl's Tom Sandoval's type, she's insulting herself.
I know that girl was so big. She just didn't look. I don't know. Ugh. Is Sandoval frustrated at Kristen? Obviously, but it's frustrating that Kristen didn't have evidence. Like she just took this girl at her word. The girl who we find out sold the story to the tabloids for money.
Yes. And he says something about like Kristen kept saying she wanted to clear her name, which we often talked about. Like, why does Kristen feel the need to clear her name? Nobody is calling her a liar. And Tom literally says that to her. No one called you a liar. Like you're the one who started this all and then felt you needed to like clear your name for no reason.
Jax is like, how'd you find that Miami girl, Kristen? Like, how crazy are you? Jax and Kristen fighting this whole season gives me life. I love that these two, so fucking funny, because I don't care about either of them, so yell at each other.
Yeah, and it's like, I think Jax thinks if he pushes down Kristen, it helps with like his friends, like he's defending his friends. Yeah.
But yeah, just Tom's tired of people that weren't there thinking that they knew stuff about what happened, to
that
which
I have for the first same time,
the first time Schwartz says he was with Sandoval the whole night and nothing happened.
Yeah. You know what I've been thinking though with this is I wonder if he has said it and they just didn't
show it. Cut it out for the purpose of the show. I agree. I thought the same thing. Listen up guys, Tom Schwartz had it. Would Tom and Tom have each other's back to the end? Probably, but at the same time, they both have some sort of moral compass.
Yeah.
Right? Like Tom Sandoval holds Tom Schwartz and is like, dude, you did cheat on Katie. You got it. Like, you need to admit it. Right. Tom, they have each other's back, but I think they know when it's appropriate to kind of be like, You need
and
to do the right
thing. It seems like Schwartz, if like something happened, Schwartz would just stay quiet. I don't think he would defend him.
Yeah, I don't think he'd straight up say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think
because he kind of did that with Jax. He just wouldn't talk about San Diego. He like, even when we get to the San Diego part, he like really won't say much.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Jax's nose. Even though it doesn't look any different, but Jax, of course, is like, actually, Andy, it does look a lot different. I could tell.
No, and no one like, believes the deviated septum. So Andy has to ask.
Oh my God, wait. Jax Taylor is an idiot. We are so thankful this dude is not like an A-list celebrity trying to like keep his name good in the paparazzi's eyes, because this dude was fucking fail in 5 minutes. He literally, Andy goes like, no one believes you about the deviated septum. And Jax goes, what do you want to know? Do you want to know if I did drugs? And Andy's like, no, I didn't bring up drugs. That,
but let's discuss.
Did your nose cave in from cocaine though? And Jax is like, no, I just snorted. Ha ha ha. I was like, oh my God, this dude's the worst. Would have never made it as a Disney Channel star.
I still don't really see the difference. I mean, when you like look at the pictures side by side, of course you can see a slight difference. But if they never showed this on the show, I would never have known he had a nose job.
No. And I guess maybe he did sound like he had a cold before, but I don't know.
Lisa kind of defends him. He was a little stuffed up for a few weeks.
Barf. Okay. Botox, though. Sheena and Kristen do a lot of Botox.
Preventative.
Would you do Botox right now at 25, 26?
If it was living the life I'm currently living, no. If I lived in LA, I feel like I could totally see myself being swept up in it.
I know someone our age that got Botox.
Really?
Yeah. But then the thing about COVID that came out there, it's like, if you have Botox, the COVID vaccine might be iffy. And I was like, oh no, girl.
I think it's just
like the research or whatever. Oh. But she like sent it to me and she's like, oh no, what have I done? And I was like,
Why did she get Botox?
She just could. I think her uncle or someone does Botox and he was like, do you want some? And she was like, sure.
I'm not by any means against it. I just don't really want to pay for it.
Not either. I still have baby face, so I'm just waiting to get adult face so then I could get Botox. But I just thought I'd ask. James, remember that fight? Okay, let's go back. Remember that fight at the beginning at Sheena's birthday? And James got really upset that Tom Sandoval told him to go take a Beamer selfie. So then James comes back with, go take a Honda Civic selfie. I'm telling you, James cracks me up. So funny. And James is like, honestly, I just had nothing else to say at that point. Like, he could have said anything and I just responded with the dumbest thing.
And he said he was upset a little bit because he had just gotten his own car and apartment. So he's tired of people apparently saying he was living with his parents and didn't have a car. So I guess like once you get all those things, it's kind of annoying them when they also jab you for having those things is what I felt.
I guess
he was trying to say.
Well, I support James. I lived with my parents until I was like God knows how old, so it's fine. But they just start fighting. If James provoked Tom, James has a punchable face. Everyone's yelling at James. James is obviously yelling back.
Yeah. Sandoval says basically like the Honda Civic selfie comment did not set him off. That wasn't it. It was when James, you know, hopped down from the DJ booth and couldn't let Kristen and Tom have a conversation, which we did get a flashback here. And this made total sense. Mm-hmm. Like if you're trying to reason with Kristen, having like a little yappy dog come up and like try and be a part of it is really frustrating. And this is what drives me crazy about people is when people insert themselves into drama, like literally while it's happening, like Kristen and Tom are trying to talk and James wants to be a part of it. James
cannot stop.
Yeah. Like be a part of it after. That's the best part of drama is like being like bitching about things afterwards.
Yeah. And then just watch from afar. Yeah. Punched in the face by Tom Schwartz, which that dude never punches anyone, but you know, okay, let's talk about Jax dating both Carmen and Tiffany. And they both knew he holds that. And then Kristen's like, actually, I'm best friends with Carmen. And she didn't know at first.
And she was embarrassed to watch the season back.
Oh, I know.
I would be embarrassed. Like, Just the way it all went down, even if she knew everything, it's still embarrassing to watch.
It is. And then Jax had to be rude and say, embarrassing enough for her to be with me last night. Barf.
Sir. Listen, we all know people, like, it's hard to break things off with people.
But you know what wasn't embarrassing? When Jax tried to break up with Carmen, but it was just the Jax Taylor roast.
I love it. I mean, she is like Stassi level with that.
Everyone's laughing. It was literally so funny. Tom Sandoval's like, dude, you played it wrong. Because Jax does, he literally says, you're going to law school and I'm like not going to be around for that. And Carmen, of course, was like, fuck you.
But look, Jax is still fucking around for that.
Oh, and Andy offended Carmen. Let's talk about this really quick.
Oh my gosh.
They met at a bar and she like went up to Andy and was like, hi, I'm Jax Taylor's girlfriend. And Andy said, that's a really long list.
I would be upset if this was me.
Same, but also.
I know it is.
It's funny. I'm sorry, Carmen. You know I love you more.
Well, here's the thing is I don't think Jax was honest. So she probably thinks she's his only girlfriend. And when somebody like Andy Cohen says that to you, he knows a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's why I would be upset. Not because it's like a joke. I feel like anybody would be kind of hurt still with that joke, but could let it roll off. But Andy saying it, I think alluded that there were other things going on.
Yeah, but still funny.
No yum yum. No yum yum here.
No yum yum. Let's talk about Jax insulting Amal Clooney.
The amazing Amal Clooney.
Oh my God. And like someone was like, maybe it was Andy, was like, hey Jax, do you just not want to sleep with smart women? And Jax said, smart women don't want to sleep with me. And I was like,
I died laughing.
Yes.
I died.
See, I like that Jax, people roast him and he's like, can take a joke. Kristen would like, actually, Andy, I find it interesting.
Yeah, that's true. Jax like is a way more fun person to be around just in the day to day. He stirs up a lot of drama, but so does Kristen. But Jax has good moments and then bad moments. I feel like Kristen's moments are all everything at the same time.
Just like right now, she just needs to let it go a little.
They keep like panning to her face, like they just give her us shots of her all the time and she keeps like looking sour at James, or always sour, always like looking at James like laughing as if they have an inside joke, but he's like not doing it with her. She's like, really?
Like, and he's like looking the other way, just like, what, you say something? Okay, yeah. So now we're at boys trip to San Diego. Tiffany set up this whole nice thing, the room, the suite, everything. And what does Jax do? He goes into the bathroom to, quote unquote, help some girl throw up. Throw up his dick. Sorry.
Yeah. Just had to. Okay. And Andy's okay. Like, it seems like you banged her.
Yeah. And Sandoval's like, dude, we fucking heard everything. Like, come on. And then that's when Schwartz is like, maybe it was throw up. And Katie goes, wasn't she yelling, oh yeah, baby?
I wish I was that happy when I throw up.
Same. Okay, and then we get to live the most amazing phone call ever made in Vanderpump Rules history. From the truck of Jax Taylor, he calls Tiffany and tells her about what happened in the bathroom. Because he has already said to his friends that Tiffany knows already. So he calls and Tiffany's pissed because she didn't know anything. And Jax is like, yeah, I might let it off like a little detail. And I was like, that was the whole story. You didn't any outrageous detail.
I just like love how like Andy called that out. He's like, the best moment of the entire season.
We talked about that for like probably 10 minutes of just like,
because there are very few times that I feel like Jax in the moment gets put in his place and told he's like lying, and the fact that Tiffany did that on camera and Jax like had a skirt around the truth.
Yeah, he's like, babe, I told you. And she's like, no you didn't.
Yeah,
and he's like, you know, that girl that was throwing up, that
I was just helping her.
Her friends were in the next room, but like I took it upon myself.
And then I was like, had to push her off me. I'm telling you, there's no way
Jax
Taylor would ever push a girl off of himself.
No, no. Even if she had just thrown up, he'd still be like, yeah, man, whatever.
Not have any standards.
No. Okay. Miami, for Sheena's bachelorette party and the bachelor party, but whatever, it's Sheena's day. The bride, they did a combined one just because they share friends. It wasn't to keep an eye on each other. It was just easier. It was probably a little cheaper, honestly. Like, Kristen always felt like she was walking on eggshells, but I appreciate that Kristen understands why.
Because she was the issue. Kind of shocked because she was like, I wasn't friends with anyone. It was kind of difficult. And I understand why Sheena was nervous.
That was the best part of Kristen. Yeah. The best part.
It all goes downhill from there.
The boat cruise was Andy's favorite part, as was ours. Katie would have loved for Stassi to be there, but Katie was happy with her decision to go. Mm-hmm. Schwartz has Katie's back 100% on that one. Schwartz finally, the best boyfriend moments are backing her up with the Stassi thing. That's the best.
100%. Without having to like truly bash Stassi so hard, because like you never know if they're going to be friends again. He's supporting Katie, not just bashing Stassi.
Katie. And Lisa wanted Katie to go, which we knew. Also, Lisa cannot believe that Schwartz was even considering going by himself.
Oh, would you? Like, I was bluffing.
Would you? The wedding's different. Like, hell no, you should not go to the wedding without your girlfriend. But the bachelor and bachelorette party, she's technically not really friends with them, but you are.
But they're in the same circles. That's the thing. If it had been like his college friend and there was a joint bachelor bachelorette party, it makes sense why Katie's not going. Mm-hmm. But like, because she's like semi friends with these people and in the same friend group with all these people, I think Schwartz should have sat down and talked to Sheena and been like, I know you guys are not in the best place, but can Katie come?
Yeah. Okay. I see that. I give nothing but props to Sheena to like go up to Katie and be like, hey man, you want to come? But okay. So again, in Miami, we have to relive San Diego. Jax did his wounded animal syndrome thing where he's backed in a corner. So he just starts freaking out and deflecting. Schwartz didn't say anything because he was afraid of his own dirty laundry. Because at the time, Schwartz had some.
Yikes. Yeah.
And okay. So then the whole thing happened where James texted Kristen and then Kristen left her phone unlocked.
I can't believe she just won't be honest about this.
I know. She's like, I didn't mean to do that. And James is like, I only texted Kristen because like I was amused.
Here's the thing is, I don't think James 100% texted Kristen so she would show everybody. Maybe he was like, ooh, this would be funny if he did, but that's not on him.
I believe that he texted Kristen because it was like funny, but I also think he had malintention in the sense of like, hey Kristen, guess what, this is all happening,
knowing where she is. Yeah, he's like gossiping, but it's not on him.
Coming up,
listen, they're dating. I would do that with if my significant other, if anything came up, like I would totally do that. The thing is,
Kristen,
oh yes, like you just admit it. That's the thing, is like,
even if you are just pissed, even if you do leave your phone on the table, which like, I don't know why you wouldn't take your phone to the bathroom with you or put it in your purse or some shit.
Or even flip it upside down. She like purposely was like laughing at her like text, like, oh wow, like making a big announcement. And then everybody was like, oh, what are they saying? She's like, nothing. And then like goes to the bathroom with her phone screen up, unlocked.
My phone is literally face down and locked right now and no one's here.
Same.
It's a thing. Yeah. I agree. Tom Sandoval did say a few suspicious things at the dinner that made him seem a little guilty. Remember, he was like, Jax, you have to stop ratting us out.
Yeah.
Which I had said, I was like, I think he sounds kind of guilty. But Tom says that it was more like general.
In general, yeah. Which
accumulated
I can see it as that. Because like, think about all the stuff that they've been through, though. Like, Jax does this shit all the time. So
that's true.
Even if this isn't true, in a sense, it is basically like Jax is ratting him out for something. Like, even if this was or wasn't true, like, Jax is the one saying this stuff is true. So he's, in a sense, still ratting him out, even though it's not true, maybe.
I straight up wish I cared anymore if Tom cheated. Like, I don't care.
I don't. I just wish people would fucking take responsibility for their parts in this, like, gossip fest.
I don't care.
Like, just say what you have to say and be honest with it. Like, don't. Jax keeps cowering, and Kristen, like, is acting like she's not fucking crazy and, like, obsessed with Tom.
This is where Kristen's like, you have cheated, though, in the past, Tom. And Tom's like, I'm sorry, Kristen. You had month-long affairs with other guys.
Yeah.
And Lisa says that Tom and Ariana have worked together for a long time and they were always accused of having an affair, but she knew that they weren't having one. And Kristen's like, I don't believe it.
That's the one thing I cannot get over is that Kristen still like is pushing this.
Even like, Ariana is like,
as if it's a 3-year affair.
Yeah. Ariana is like, we didn't have anything to do. And then there was that story that they were all out one night after Kristen and Tom got in a fight or broke up.
No, they had broken up officially.
Oh, they had broken up officially. So then Tom went out with his friends and Ariana was there and he said he slept at Schwartz, but he was really at Ariana's until 8. Slept at Sheen. Who the fuck cares? I didn't write it down. I just put that story about 8 a.m. Do you know that?
Yeah. It's like basically Tom said he slept at Sheena's and he was out until 8 a.m. So Tom and Kristen break up officially. Tom goes out with his friends. He comes back at 8 a.m. and Kristen asks him where he was. And he says he spent the night at Sheena's. Come to find out that he was actually with Ariana the whole night and they were up talking.
About she Ariana's says, dead dad.
There's no way you guys were up talking till 8 in the morning. Are you kidding me? Which I understand that. If they said 3 in the morning, I'd be like, oh, they were totally hooking up. But if you say that you were talking till 8 in the morning, who was hooking up till 8 in the morning?
Not me. Also, no. Ariana's like, we were talking about my dad dying. And I was like, man, that is not hookup material. What? You're going to be like, so my dad passed. And then
She Tom says Schwartz it's the first time they were alone since her dad passed.
Can you imagine how inconsiderate if Ariana's like, my dad died. And Tom Sandoval's like, awesome. Should we fuck now? Like, there's no way they were talking about dead parents and then like hooking up after.
It's like, just like the comment about Miami girl, like being on her period and she had to like prove it. I'm like, these aren't things Tom Sandoval would do.
Prove that you're on your period, bitch.
Dude, if a guy asked me that, I would literally throw a tampon at him.
I would too, and then I'd leave. I'd be like, bye, enjoy my
It would be so grossed tampon. Out. Yeah.
Like, don't, right? So you pull out the tampon and what, Tom Sandoval's like okay.
That turns me on.
Yeah. That's fine. Actually, last girl I just hooked up with told me her dad passed away right before this, so it's perfect. No. Kristen. Oh,
but I love when she goes right after this, she's like, you can't yell at me anymore, Tom. And he's like, oh my God. And she just like has a smirk on her face. She's like, you can't yell at me anymore.
Kristen goes, there's 3 truths, my truth, his truth, and what actually happened, which I believe. But then Tom Sandoval's like, Kristen, your truth is just your, like, no one believes
you weren't involved. So you don't have what a truth in this. Innocence, Miami girl has a truth. I'm going to kind of say Tom has a truth. And then there's like the real truth. Kristen doesn't get a truth in this.
She doesn't get a truth for the night Ariana was with him. Like there's no Kristen's truth is she was in bed crying, trying to stalk Tom, but she knew his phone.
Yeah.
At the
your
time,
truth so has nothing to do with their
nothing
truth.
Nothing to do with Tom was doing.
Yeah.
I think she just like, you know, when you like have a dream that you and your friend are in a fight and then you wake up and you're like, I'm mad at my friend. Kristen like didn't even go to sleep.
Here's
she just
things.
Laid in bed. She just laid in bed and she was like, Tom's cheating on me. And now I'm mad at him.
We're not together, but Tom's cheating on me.
Yeah. We're not even together.
That's another part is you guys were broken up. Like I get that you're emotionally hurt, but you can't yell at him for doing these things. You guys aren't together.
I know. I can't. So instead of my,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Miami girl, let's talk about Miami boy, John. Ooh.
The socialite of Miami.
Oh my God. I could not stop laughing when they called him a socialite. And I was like, what? I thought All I pictured was like Gossip Girl, but John in Miami.
I'm even more confused about who this guy is because like Jack's listed off a bunch of stuff that he does. And I was like,
yeah, he owns million-dollar condos and is tied with agencies and photographers. And Jack's lived with him.
It sounds sketchy.
Inner, not in his room. I don't know or care.
Apparently he had like apartments because he was in like real estate, but he had apartments. And so he had rent a lot of rooms out to models. And I guess Jack stayed in a room in his apartment, in John's room.
Kristen was like, I thought you stayed in his room. And I was like, but it's his room if he owns the room.
Yes, yes, it like, still is his
room. That's what I thought it was. I thought Jack was saying, yeah, I stayed in, you know, one of his
rooms. He owned, not where he laid his head at
this
night.
Is where Jax just yells at Kristen and Kristen yells, but it doesn't matter.
It is it's like Kristen, you I love how he's like, you weren't there in 2003.
Yeah, where
like,
were you, Kristen? Did you ever, Jax, have sexual relations with John? Ha ha ha. Jax says no, but he does peck kiss him.
And a lot of his other gay friends, he says.
Yeah, Jax loves the gays. This was the first gay man he ever came across. He's straight off the boat from Michigan, which...
I love how he describes this.
Okay, and he'll kiss all his gay friends. He'll kiss Schwartz. And Andy makes a good point that Jax just sees a mouth and a hole and just, like, it doesn't even register man,
that's
woman.
The thing, yeah. I don't think Jax is gay by any means, but I think he just, like... I do believe he didn't really understand things fully, but it always seemed like he was like a macho guy who would feel uncomfortable with these situations, but I guess he didn't. Like, he just seems like a very open.
I don't know if they fucked, but do I think Jax and John made out drunk? Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. I think they made out drunk.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I think they had like a weird relationship no matter what.
Yeah. Oh,
I think Jax was willing to play a certain role, even if that did or did not include sex, because of like the things John could do for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Make out a little, Jax. Hell yeah. Straight off the boat from Michigan.
Off the boat.
Okay. So let's talk about the back of the cab. Ugh. Remember when Ariana broke down and we all cried along with her and it was all because of fucking Kristen? And Kristen says that she doesn't believe Ariana's crocodile tears because it was over the top. And everyone's like, excuse me, Ariana's not the kind of bitch to cry.
It's really? Like, do you notice how she like didn't make any comments? She was so stoic in every moment, except in like, they were in a cab where there were probably GoPros, so it wasn't like a camera was right in their face. So it felt like they were probably alone for the first time.
And those were not acting tears, man. She was sobbing about how, you're going to put on camera that you stand in the shower and cry and like you haven't eaten. Like, it's just so sad.
It is just... It's horrible.
And then Ariana's like, Kristen, I heard you make comments about me getting hit by a truck. Like... that I was scared for my physical safety also because I watched you punch some bitch in the face. Honestly, I'm scared of Kristen.
And of course, Kristen's like, have a sense of humor. It was a joke. I wasn't going to threaten your life, Ariana. God, stop being dramatic.
When I'm saying I'm going to stab you, I'm just kidding. The worst.
I'm like, you... Oh my God.
It's not funny. It's not funny to threaten someone's life. It's not funny to wish death upon someone. It's not funny.
Especially like, it's not like it was a knee jerk reaction. She's just so upset in one moment. Like, Kristen truly does hate her.
She kept saying, she said that truck comment like 1,000 fucking times. And then Kristen's like, hey, Ariana, because she has to deflect. She's like, hey, Ariana, let's bring up that time that you said you were smarter than everyone you've ever met. And to me, that's one knee-jerk reaction where Ariana is like, Sheena, get off my back. I'm so fucking smart. I'm smarter than you. I'm smarter than all these people.
She says that she regretted the comment as soon as she heard it. She was like, ooh, that was bad. But Kristen can't apologize for any of her comments. No. Ariana, once confronted about her comment, apologizes immediately.
So how do we solve Ariana crying in a cab? Tom goes out and emotionally has the saddest-ish conversation with Kristen.
Conversation, yeah.
It made me cry out of awkwardness. And so when Tom broke up with Kristen, he tried to be very matter-of-fact because previously when he had tried to break up with her, it like didn't register.
And she's like, you never did. And I'm like, exactly. You couldn't figure out that he was breaking up with you.
Hilarious. So then when they did break up, he was trying to be very supportive in a sense of like, do you, man, like get out of my, yeah. I'm not but trying he, like, to be in your he life.
Cut off, he said he like didn't have really any closure because he had to cut it off.
Ow.
So, obvious that they weren't together. He was trying to be a good ex-boyfriend, but also you have to think that like, you don't want to lead her on and think something is happening.
Yeah. So the one person that thinks this conversation did not need to happen was James. And I understand why, but also James, you're just mainly upset because your girlfriend is so effing obsessed with Tom Sandoval.
That's the thing is, it did not need to happen. It should not have needed to happen.
It did.
Because Tom didn't want this to happen.
You're right.
Your girlfriend Ariana is so Tom, crazy.
Yeah, they just needed it to happen to end it.
Yes.
You're right.
This was the last straw for them to be like, hopefully she will move on. But Kristen wouldn't stop doing anything, so they had to have that conversation.
Yes. But now Kristen has moved on and her and James are so fucking in love. But watching the season was bad, which is where I'm like, yeah, James, I feel you, bro.
Well, earlier she said like, yeah, of course I was upset. I was like really upset, but I'm in a way better place now. I'm like, it doesn't really seem like it in this reunion that
are you okay? Are you good? Yeah, no. Okay. So now we're going to bring up Katie trying to talk to Stassi because that was the same night as Tom and Kristen, and surprisingly, Tom and Kristen actually had a conversation, whereas Stassi and Katie did not, because Katie called, and that was when Stassi's like, now it's not really a good time, and then hung up, even though Lisa told her to answer the phone. I don't know, whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
Katie knew that Stassi wasn't going to be happy, but Katie wanted Stassi to know that it was like her own personal decision for her relationship, and also, there was a point, Katie works with all these fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, Stassi got out. That's great. But I need to do this because I'm still here.
And, like, I need to have a good working relationship with these people. Like, I can dislike them, but I'm sure Katie still dislikes a lot of things about Sheena. But it's going to hurt me more to, like, go to work and hate it every day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, look how much Christina Kelly struggled. She had to serve Sheena's fucking thing. Remember her bridal, whatever?
She'd have to that serve it. I think she'd have work in the restaurant, but
she had to work, but she was serving Sheena. That sucks. Sorry. But Katie didn't have to because she made amends. And Schwartz says that Katie was very upset during this trip, but Schwartz again has Katie's back. And he, you know, Stassi keeps saying that like she's grown and she's better than all of them, but he doesn't think Stassi's grown at all.
Yeah, the way she handled all this was very immature, while also, as Schwartz was saying, touting that she's better than them. She's so grown up. If you're better than people and grown up, then you can sit down and have a conversation with people.
Yeah, 100%. All right, well, Stassi's here. First, let's have a drink. Stassi takes a little shot of Fireball. Let's bring her, well, maybe not. Okay, first
they'd like chit chat for a little bit.
Yeah, first we're gonna talk about Jackson Stassi. So Jack still has love for Stassi. He would honestly still murder for Stassi, but they're just not meant to like be together.
I love that this is where he's at. I wish Kristen could get to this point.
Yeah, 100%. Lisa thinks Jax would still take Stassi back. Lisa also thinks that Stassi has been really tough on Katie because Katie didn't do exactly what she wanted. And Katie was always very subservient to Stassi. Mm-hmm. And now she has a mind of her own and Stassi doesn't like that because she wants followers, not friends. Common theme. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Katie's standing up to Stassi. And then Sheena has no hope for her friendship. But then Kristen starts to stand up for Stassi. And I was like, wait, what?
I know. Because, okay, so when the finale happened, Stassi and Kristen took that shot together. Like, there was a weird communication with them at Sir. So now, tequila? Like, seeing how Kristen Kristen is defending Stassi, you can kind of sense that they're in a better place. And Sheena says here that it's ridiculous that Stassi wouldn't be friends with Sheena because Sheena was friends with Kristen. But on the flip side, now Stassi is friends with Kristen and she's totally being a hypocrite.
Someone says this later, but I'm going to say it now. Kristen and Stassi have common enemies and that's why they're friends. They don't actually have anything in common because if that was true for Stassi to have friends that she had things in common with, she would be friends with Sheena and Ariana and Katie and specifically Katie.
Yeah.
But no, because
Stassi has to hold a grudge.
She has to hold that grudge. Her only friend left is Kristen. even though Kristen, so Sassy just lets go of one grudge to hold on to another because Kristen fucked her ex-boyfriend.
Well, it's like, what's the bigger grudge to hold? Like, now it's a combined Katie and Sheena grudge and mm-hmm. Jax and like all these and Schwartz, like they're all lumped like into
seven
one.
For one. Yeah. And yeah. I only have one friend on my side.
So then it's like, okay, I think I can let go of this one because I can hate all of them and you hate all of them too.
Also, Stassi loves a brown noser and now Kristen's got no friend. So she's like, hey, Stassi, I agree with everything you say. So
she has a servant.
Stassi's like, haha, I got her. Okay, so let's bring her out. Stassi feels good to be back. She hasn't seen anyone in a long time, but she did watch the show, so she's caught up on all the drama. So at the end, the last episode, Jax walks into the Sir party. Stassi has nothing but fear in her eyes, and she leaves. Why didn't she want to see Jax? She acknowledges that she had fear. She was scared. She psyched herself out.
I appreciate that she's like honest about that.
Yeah, same. And I like that she just kind of said like she doesn't want her life attached to Jax anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't want to give him the power to like talk about her, lie about her, manipulate and be in that. Which I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's in a new relationship with someone she loves and she doesn't want to hang out with her ex, which like fine.
I get that, but not when it comes to they like talk about a conversation between Jax and Stassi. Like Jax really wanted to have a conversation. He tried to even email her to sit down and have some closure and Stassi blocked him on all forms. So Jax just wanted to sit down and have a conversation. I think she owed it to him kind of, I mean, it's her, or I guess she didn't owe it to him, but her boyfriend shouldn't be used as an excuse for not sitting down. If she doesn't want to have that conversation, that's fine.
But her boyfriend should.
Your boyfriend should not have a problem with you like putting closure on an old relationship. That's a great sign if you can do that.
Well, let's talk about the mysterious Patrick. He moved back to LA to start his radio show and he doesn't want to be on a show. And this is where she's like, this just isn't his thing. And this is where Katie and Sandoval are like, oh, because he's a man. And I just love that it was Katie and Sandoval that like had the roaster on
it. I do love that they like troll all of her comments from the season. It's awesome. But I get that it is in his world.
It
is
in his thing.
I'm going to be on it.
Yeah, no, I get that it's not being his thing, but I bet Stassi, and I think she has said this, where she's like, Patrick's just better because he doesn't want to be a part of this. Where I think she has said stuff like that.
But if he doesn't want to be on it, then don't talk about him on it. That's my line. If somebody doesn't want to be on the show, then don't talk about them on the show at all.
And I think like, it doesn't mean he's better or worse. It's just not his thing. Like, it's not my thing to be on reality television, but I love everyone on reality television.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. You know, you don't got to diss people's income, girl.
No.
Just because Patrick's a radio host or some shit. Oh my God.
He's probably not even making that much.
So this is where Jax is like, you stop talking to me. And we already discussed this. But you know what? Whatever. Stassi and her boyfriend can do whatever. But I don't think the boyfriend should get involved. Patrick sounds like a douche.
Also, she mentions here that she blocked Jax. And then later she mentions in a conversation with Schwartz that she blocked him. I hate that. Okay, I've blocked people on social media on a lot of different forms as well. Because, like, sometimes it's just easier to get, to have closure yourself if you don't have any interaction with them. But then you can't expect them to ever contact you.
Yes, which we will get to. But also I want to throw out, I think Stassi, I don't think she's cutting people off and expecting to never see or talk to them again. I think she's just cutting people off to be like, I blocked you. So now,
but she kind of wants people, she wants people to chase her.
The more effort. But I'm saying, like, again, I have blocked people, but that's in a sense of like, if I never see you again, that's like fine. That's fine for me. I just don't want you around. But yeah, so
Stassi wants to put up like roadblocks to make it harder to get to her. So you have to put in more effort to get to her.
So yeah, Jax understands she's in a relationship, but he just wanted communication. This is where I think it's fine that she's like, I don't owe you anything, Jax, which is fine. You don't owe him anything, but like your boyfriend also isn't involved.
Yes.
Point blank. Sorry. So, did Stassi call Jax and ask him for money? I was like, what?
I forgot
about this. And she goes, absolutely, because he punched holes in the walls. And I was like, where? Like, I need context. Where were we? What was Jax doing? Was it Stassi's apartment? Was it Patrick's apartment? Was it Jax's? Like, I need.
I do too, because this came off to me like in their shared apartment or in her apartment, either one, he came over, punched holes in the wall. She couldn't get like a deposit back. And it's finally like, well, you owe money for this.
Yeah. But I need to know, but then they haven't spoken in a few years, but then she's calling him for money. I need background. We got no background.
You can't just drop this in there and not give us the context.
Yeah, man. And the rest of the crew was like, hey, Jax, call her out for the money. And then she was like, yeah, because he punched holes. And then it was like, next question. And I was like, wait.
But that makes me think that Jax only told them that she asked for money. They didn't even get the context. They were like, you asked for money. Like you were so broke. You needed money. Cause that's how it came off first.
No, but it kept going where she was like, you put me through so much. I like went through so much. And then this is where Kristen is like, Jax, you don't know what you put her through. And then this is where Jax absolutely hates Kristen and they start fighting. And then we find out Kristen and Sassy still keep in touch. And this is where
I'm like, Kristen, butt out. You aren't a part of this conversation.
Stassi's the only person that will talk, or the only person that will talk to Stassi is Kristen. And that's what Stassi says. She's like, Kristen's the only one that reaches out. And we get a close-up of Katie's face at this exact time. And Katie literally goes, I called you so many times. Like I tried. And what? Katie's just supposed to keep on trying until she catches Stassi in a good move. Like if you don't accept my first five calls, I'm not going to call you a sixth.
That's the thing. I have been like upset with a friend. So it's like, okay, I'm not ready on your first reach out, but then like your second, also, third, fourth, you know, like you can't just keep holding a grudge and then blaming them for not reaching out after you've denied them.
Even if they stop reaching out, you know they've called you to try and make it better. So then it's on you to be like, hey, friend, I wasn't in a mood to speak, but now I am.
Now I'm ready.
Which, whatever. So the only connection, again, the only connection that Kristen and Stassi have is they hate the same people. We have followers, not friends. And then.
Yeah. And this is when Schwartz also. Like says, I reached out at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, and Sassy's like, I blocked you. She's like, well, I blocked you. So
really, I think he's just trying to like, I think he knows Katie was just like so sad that he's like, hey, Sassy, happy Thanksgiving, to try and be like, how have you been? You should really like talk to Katie.
Yes.
He, on behalf of his wife, reached, or not wife, what are they? Ring on a string, fiance-ish. Sorry, I was thinking one step this below, happened to my parents, and my dad reached out to someone on behalf of his wife, so I think that's where I was. That's when you know. And my dad only did that because he saw how sad my mom was, and my mom wasn't getting anywhere. So Schwartz obviously is like,
but you can't then say, Stassi can't say you're not, nobody, like only Kristen reached out to me because other people have.
Now she has to say the only person I've chosen to keep in contact with is Kristen. So then it's on you. That's you.
I've chosen.
So Schwartz goes nuts.
Schwartz is tired of her superiority. Yeah. Superiority. And then Sandoval, which I love.
He has to chill. He's like, we're all dumb. You're the almighty Stassi. I love it. And then Sheena comes in and is like, call Stassi self-centered. Basically, when things aren't about Stassi, she's incapable of being nice about anything else, because of course we saw Stassi diss the fuck out of Sheena constantly, which I do think this is true, but I think specifically Sheena's extra butthurt, but I do think it's true. I do think Stassi just
Because I think Stassi dissing Sheena is 50% her true hate for Sheena and 50% the style differences here, where it's like, you know, I'm really not into that crop top dress either. I would probably shit on that dress.
But then I do think Sheena's right. Like, it's all about Stassi, and Stassi's incapable of saying anything nice. And then Andy asks Stassi if she cares about these people, and Stassi says no. And that's when Lisa fucking comes through, and she says that people here were supportive and loyal to her. And Stassi is like, the only one is Katie, to which Katie is like, my husband, or what are they called? My boyfriend, fiance-ish. I'm going to call him fiance-ish. My
significant other. Guy, my significant
he
other.
Had your back 1,000% too. And then Ariana comes in and she's like, I've been nothing but nice to you until I watched what happened with Katie.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I was like, bro, Ariana comes in. Bow, bow, bow. And Sassy's like, I'm not a bad person. And Ariana's like, I'm not saying you're a bad person, but I'm saying you suck like a lot.
Yeah. And Katie was like, I was cut off. You just dispose of people like they're things. You know, you're the most selfish person like I've ever met. What did I do to you, like, Stassi?
It's not about right and wrong. I will always love Katie. And then Tom Sandoval from across the room screams at her, why don't you treat her well? Treat her like you love her. And I was like, Katie has so many friends. She doesn't even need Stassi. She doesn't even need her.
I know.
I love
it. Dude, Katie's in the best position at this reunion.
Because she ate her crow. She then became friends with Sheena. So now everyone's like, oh my God, yay, we love Katie. Stassi comes on, disses the fuck out of her. And everyone's like, fuck you. And then Schwartz comes on, gives her a ring on a string. And everyone's like, fuck you, dude. Like, Katie cannot be wrong.
I know, even when she has like little issues, it's like she has a whole crew backing her up and she's doing the right thing. Like she's standing up for herself.
Because even Lisa's face was like, damn, because Katie goes, you cut me off. That's extreme. You dispose of people like they're nothing, like they're things. You have no concern for their feelings. You're the most selfish person I've ever met in my life. And then Lisa's face was like, fuck yeah, Katie, do it. And I was like, ooh,
pow. You're like, go off.
And then Katie goes, look me in my face, tell me what I did wrong, and then we get silence and then it cuts. That was awesome. I love when Sassy came out and I was like, ooh.
I know, it got like, it was crazy. Also, we did not hear James was from scared James for his once, life.
He's like, I'm just gonna take
dude. I think James realizes like, I'm not even gonna play with Stassi. Like Stassi would drill him into the ground, I bet, if he ever spoke.
But what if he's kind of in a hard place, maybe, because he might not like Stassi, but Kristen likes Stassi. So he's probably
they're good now too. Yeah.
That, and I'll just sit here. He's like, I don't know Stassi well enough to have an opinion. So, but next week we get another reunion part two. Katie doesn't care if she hurts Stassi's feelings. Stassi tries to defend herself, but she doesn't know what she did wrong. Or she doesn't believe she did anything wrong, but everyone else does. We have to relive Miami Girl again, which I hate. And we have to relive his penis being described, which I hate. Jax has a tattoo of Stassi's face. Everyone hates Kristen. Stassi's not welcome back at Sir. She disrespected Lisa. And then is Schwartz proposing? Is it another
ring? This is crazy. It's wild that like Kristen is allowed at Sir, but Stassi isn't. Super
fucking bad, and I can't wait to remember what it is because I don't. Awesome.
I don't either.
Oh my God, we don't do accepted or blocked for these. But let me tell you, I'm accepting Katie Maloney 5 ever. Mm-hmm. Bow, bow, bow. She killed it. She had the final line of the episode. She looks fucking fantabulous. She bought herself a ring because bad bitches don't need men. I love her. Okay, so next week we will be releasing part two of the reunion. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and join our Patreon. And please rate, subscribe, review. It really does help our podcast. And we like doing this. And I think that's it. We love you more than a bottle of vodka.